You are experiencing the last stages of a total cultural and social reset. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. Through the ages, man has always wondered the reason for his existence, why he is alive and what consciousness is. Then he looked up into the night sky and wondered what those little blinking lights were. Without the concept of faraway stars, man started to fabricate stories, with his heroes and with the animals that surrounded him in his daily life, and then translated all of them to the sky, and this is when the constellations were born. And then from there, astrology developed as a discipline, and became the base of the first calendars, which became essential to knowing the correct time to plant crops, and to harvest them later on. Agriculture was born. And with agriculture, humankind stopped being hunter-gatherers, settling in convenient places, always close to rivers or large water masses. They had to stop being nomads to take care of their crops. This is when the first towns were born, and with them, human civilization. Then more elaborated stories were developed, as well as complex solar and lunar observation, leading astrology to evolve into modern-day astronomy, which finally led mankind to ask itself the great question, am I alone in the universe? Also, the official story goes. Mankind's question, are we alone in the universe, is perhaps the second most important existential question ever asked, second only to the age-old, what happens when we die? On Earth, and since ages ago, the general population has been forced to believe in all kinds of existential explanations, sagas, and stories that have been imposed on them by their rulers and overlords, all of whom never have had their best interests in mind, therefore always providing the people whatever is most convenient for them to believe, always with the rulers' interests and agendas in mind, and never the truth. Yet sometimes mankind has been a little bit freer than other times, and this is where good and true scientific advances were developed. Following the official historical narrative and timeline, I would say this occurred mostly during the Renaissance, then again during the Industrial Revolution, and then at the dawn of the 20th century, and the rest of it, because the most important bulk of knowledge and scientific advances were developed during that 20th century, at least officially. Perhaps too many good and true scientific advances were developed during this time, at least in the eyes of the controllers of Earth, who quickly concluded that humankind was becoming way too wise and knowledgeable, consequently ever more difficult to handle and control, therefore dangerous to them and their rule. Skillfully exploiting humankind's great thirst for knowledge, the controllers turned the very information they cherished against them, weaponizing it to their advantage by introducing the double-sided sword called the Internet. The slow evolution of the Internet, from a free information superhighway to a digital information, truth monopolization tool, was pre-planned by the controllers, because paper books and their slow, difficult to maintain libraries grow obsolete in the eyes of the general public. And with all the data being concentrated in digital platforms, this conveniently meant total control of information, knowledge, and what can be considered as facts, and with them, the monopolization of truth itself. If the controllers can monopolize what is considered to be facts, then you control truth, and with it, you can monopolize the perception of the human population, and that means complete control over what they consider to be reality itself. If all of what the people think and perceive as their reality, their values, their ethics and spirituality, as well as their science and technology are under their control, they can skillfully guide and exploit the general population's reality manifestation powers. What the population decides to manifest in their lives will be convenient to those who control Earth, its global society and culture, because their very perception of reality and its values, as well as their very needs and wants, are controlled from behind. But, as I said above, more or less recently there was a time where more or less true knowledge was being developed, as well as good significant scientific discoveries applied to useful technology. But now, with the internet used to monopolize, guide perception, and delete what is in the good old paper books, the controllers of Earth are restructuring the past of humankind once more, as they effectively erase all the knowledge, and even the science and technology that recently were considered as truthful and useful. The internet that was sold to the public as a means for free information and for efficient communication, effectively making the world a smaller place, where people can communicate long distances with one another as they never could before, has turned against the people, becoming now a highly controlled means of imposing the data and facts the controllers want people to see as absolute truth, with it making the general population think that everything old is obsolete and therefore wrong. The internet is not only obliterating useful, valid information, but it is not only shaping the values, ethics, and perception of reality of the general population, making them manifest whatever the controllers want and is convenient for them, it is also becoming a means to spy on all the people, to know their plans, wants, and needs. With this, the controllers can not only know the thought tendencies of the entire human population, but also the ones of each individual, as the computational power needed to process all that data simply escapes the comprehension of the people, leading them to think that is not possible, even though this very situation is a collective manifestation of their own, yet a controlled and manipulated one, as I explained above. All this means that the internet, which is also an undeniably strong source of communication and information, has become a weapon for the destruction of true useful knowledge and the primary tool for a civilization reset, which will develop as the past is erased by the monopolization of information. This is also where we can see why the destruction of so many other things is taking place, because it fits right in with this new civilization reset. The systematic bombing of old and beautiful cities during unjustifiable wars is also part of the agenda to destroy and erase the past, as well as the controllers of Earth, seeding ideas on extremist groups who will later go and destroy ancient archaeological sites in the name of their creed, as their primitive minds cannot handle more complex truths. We can see that humankind at a planetary scale is being led directly into a total social and cultural, as well as memory reset, which can only be done on a planet with a strong veil of forgetfulness, when souls incarnate there. If the mass of the population remembered who they were in their past life or lives, all this couldn't be possible. Having in mind that all the ideas and values of the human population are being guided by the controllers of Earth, we can also see clear signs of a complete social and civilization reset simply by adding up other agendas, other social tendencies that at first sight do not appear to be connected. Where the rights of minorities of all kinds and types are then weaponized against human society, skillfully using the needs of those minorities and oppressed social groups, and their enthusiasm to defend themselves, to impulse and further planetary destruction-type consequences that align with what they need for their newest reset. With this, also destroying what those minority groups need and initially intended, making them become useful idiots and pawns for the destruction of humanity. Those minority groups fight for their rights, and objectively no one can contradict or criticize them for doing so, yet, the consequences of being too compliant with those minority groups goes too far on purpose, as it overrides and steps over the rights and needs of the many, and of human civilization and its future. The controllers of Earth have effectively and skillfully weaponized the very ideas of the few to go against the collective, with this forcing it to change its values in the desired direction, which is total civilization and social reset. As humankind became more knowledgeable, and with the resulting good science and technology, the controllers had to stop human development, turning their science against them, as I said. Then observe how the internet, as an information superhighway, sold to the public as a means for sharing knowledge, is also being used to confuse the people, as it buries information, with it, truth itself, under layers and layers of misinformation and highly contradictory data, making the internet a confusion-generating tool of great power and disastrous consequences. Where even the facts that were solid and therefore the basis for further knowledge, facts that were the result of years, if not centuries of research in the past, are now questionable, for example, the flat globe agenda that leads people to think that the governments are hiding the true shape of the Earth as an agenda, when the real purpose is to confuse and erase the basic knowledge of the Earth's true shape. All this explains why there are vestiges of old buildings and artifacts, as well as scientific data in books, all of which point to the former existence of a very high level of technology on Earth, and very recently, as the data indicates, the last reset took place between the years 1750 and 1850. Although I would argue that the very same reset is still going on, and this one I am describing today is nothing other than the latter stages of that same one. With all this, yes, what I am also saying is that all the historical timeline, as it is presented onto the public officially and in the history books, is all false. Earth's past was very different to what they are telling you all, as it very recently had a highly advanced civilization, perhaps even interstellar, as the Galactic Federation is hiding a lot of information and blocking the efforts of all the people, human or not, who dare research and expose this subject. And I highly suspect that it was interstellar, simply by adding all the pieces of information I have, and it is a lot, for example, the existence of starports all over Earth, the Nazca lines, which are undeniably guiding systems and runways for elaborate starships, undeniably from my point of view from here and as a member of a non-human society, as well as Giza in Egypt, and countless other vestiges of highly advanced civilizations all over the globe. But for me, one of the strongest proof that Earth had a fully interstellar civilization recently is the existence of the so-called Lemurian starship, which is an ancient craft that arrived here less than a decade ago, guided by its automated systems only, with no one on board, also showing strong evidence of a massive fight in its interior. Perhaps they were attacked by agents of the controllers of Earth to prevent them from returning to Earth, and with it exposing the lies the controllers have been feeding humankind, and with that exposing their plans, endangering their cherished matrix. This also explains why the Galactic Federation has always been so reluctant to permit investigators to enter that craft to research its interior and piece together what really went on inside. The Galactic Federation recently said that they would reopen the case, but this is not the first time they have said so, and they always result in stagnation and excuses, like safety concerns for the researchers, lack of equipment, the possible presence of xenomorphs in the ship, or ET animals that may be dangerous, and other excuses not to research that ancient spacecraft, that perhaps it's not as ancient as we were initially led to believe. Notice how all this social or civilization reset takes a lot of planning and a lot of time to complete, as well as a lot of precise comprehension about how humankind thinks and evolves. It means that the ones who are orchestrating all of it know humans, their mind and psychology, better than humans know themselves. Notice that those who are controlling all of it live and work in a different time frame, where patience is key, and where it couldn't have been done by more simple Earth humans, such as human people in places of power with their secret societies and all, because the results of their plans cannot be foreseen, and cannot be seen and taken to fruition during their lifetime, or even several of them. This social transformation we are seeing on Earth has taken several human lifetimes, and is the result of careful planning and controlling of key aspects and pieces of human society and culture. I hope you can see what I am trying to say with all this. The controllers of Earth are not human, and are not in the same time frame and time duration value as the mass of humankind on Earth. They cannot be human. And the Galactic Federation's hands are dirty with all this, dirty and guilty as they can be. And the mere fact that I am up here, and with access to all this information does not mean that I can know with absolute precision what is going on, because there is more matrix up here, a matrix that is also being guided and manipulated by the Galactic Federation, which is nothing other than more government. But I do my best to know everything I can, and piece together all the evidence I can gather. This will be all for today. I hope I made you think. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your non-human friend, Marie Soirou.